So you have a very basic question over here. Do you put on your tefillin standing up or sitting down? So the Ogur, who died in 1493, he was a German Rav, lived in Italy a little bit, and his sefer essentially simplifies in some ways the Torah by summarizing some of the halachos. And he writes like this, Nimtzu shlosha dinim b'sefer ha-Zohar. There are three laws in the Zohar, b'inyan tzitzis u'tfilin, about tzitzis and tefillin, ma she'eno nimtzim b'chol ha-poskim ha-nimtzim b'inenu. There's no other source or place for these three halachas except for the Zohar. The second of the three is shetzarich sheyobash tefillin shel yad miyushav. You need to put on the tefillin shel yad sitting down, the shel rosh mi'umad, but the shel rosh standing up. According to the Ogur, according to the Zohar, when you put on the shel yad, you're supposed to sit. When you put on the shel rosh, you're supposed to stand.
Isn't that the Sephardic?
So let's see. Is it the Sephardic tradition? But what about the bracha? Where are you making the bracha? Unclear from the language of the Zohar when the bracha is made. Says the Darkei Moshe, the opinion of the Ramah, and in his Sefer of the Darkei Moshe on the tour, he writes like this, or at least the Sefer of the Darkei Moshe Aruch. He writes, he saw that the Ogur, he quotes the Ogur, that he says that you put on the tefillin shayad, yivarech miyushav. So the Ramah understands that the Ogur was saying, you make the bracha sitting down. I don't know how you put it on, but you make the bracha sitting down on the shayad, and the bracha on the shorosh standing up. Says the Ramah, it doesn't make a difference. Lo noagu kein. We don't do that. Ewa meinichim shneim u'mad, you put them both on standing. He says, I already wrote about this in Simon Ches, dechol Birchas HaMitzvahs Mevarchim Umad. We Ashkenazim, any bracha that we make on a mitzvah, we make it standing up. Comes along the Ramah on Shulchan Aruch.
I have a question from the intro.
Okay, yeah, let's hear.
So what do you do in the sukkah? Then you make the bracha standing.
Yeah, no, it's a sukkah.
There's only one mitzvah.
So it's a good question. It's a good question. There, maybe no, maybe specifically sukkah, you may have to do that sitting down. But that's a good question. It's a separate, you have to come back next sukkah. Right, so right. comes along the Ramah. Yeah, I hear you. Says the Ramah, he writes like this. Yesh mishikasav, there are those that write, lahaniach shayad miyushav. Here he doesn't talk about the bracha. To place the shayad sitting down, and the rosh ma'umad, and he says, the armadinos, we don't do this. So it's unclear what the Ogur actually held, just from his language, or what the Ramah is citing him in different places, whether the bracha was made on the shayad sitting down, or just the shayad was placed on your arm sitting down. Clear of his shorosh, everything is supposed to be standing up. The Ramah writes, look, don't waste my time, says Ramah. This is not our minhag. We do it standing up. Now, why do we do this standing up? So the Maharshal, who was the Yidiyam Shel Shlomo, he writes like this. I think 1600.
Yeah. You make the bracha.
It always says the bracha, but why not putting it on your arm, sitting down? No.
Okay,
you want to be out
of
bizarre? Says the Maharshal in the 1600s. Let me always read this to you. Chadashim Mikarov Ba'u. There's a newfangled minhag in the 1600s. Verotzim lios mikasa mekubalim. Everyone wants to be a mekubal. Ome midrashe and elamim, and to deal with hidden items from the Zohar. Ome cholshe aros lo yavitu bar Zohar. I don't understand what the Zohar is talking about. Vo yadu motzo mavo v'kavanah. So no one understands what's going on in the Zohar. Avashakach matzu b'sifre reshbi. That's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, so they just do it. Vida, he says, let me tell you. Oavai, my buddies over here. Shekol rabosai. V'avosai hakdoshim. Every one of my rabbeim and any one of my father, the grandfather, sheshimshu gaonei olam. They served great rabbis themselves. Ra'isim em shmono agukach. No one ever did this. They put on Mishal Yad sitting down. Ela kedivri ha-Talmud va-poskim. Like the Talmud and poskim. Now, where does it say in the Talmud you have to put it standing up? Nowhere. File that away. But it's kedivri ha-Talmud va-poskim. I guess that the bracha should be made standing up. He says, listen to this. V'emayi Reb Shimon Bar Yochai omeru ufaneinu. Even if Reb Shimon Bar Yochai came and told me to put it on sitting down, v'tzavach l'shanu sa minug, and to change my minug, shenagu akadmonim, that my father did, v'amash kechinabe. I wouldn't even listen to Rav Shimon bar Yochai. This is the Marshal over here, Yom Shul Shlomo. He says, I wouldn't even listen to him. Ki berov dvar vein alach kamoso. Who paskins like the Zohar? Because she'll cost of a karo, like the Beis Yosef himself writes. Don't tell me that all my rabbis and my Rebbe and my father, they never knew about the Zohar. They knew about it. Everyone has a Zohar. No one follows it. So you're going to tell me, you're going to put on Mishal Yad sitting down like the Zohar? He says, no way. Says the Magen Avraham, I will be the Pshara. He's a good lawyer. He compromises. What does he say you do? You put it on sitting down, Mishal Yad, but you make the bracha on Mishal Yad.
Standing up.
And this way, you're Yotzi, the concept that all brichas and mitzvahs are standing up, but you follow the Zohar and you put it on sitting down. If it only works if the Zohar meant that you should put on the Shalyad sitting down. If the Zohar meant you should take the bracha sitting down, and you don't get anything. Yeah.
At least Sfarim also only say one bracha.
Who said anything about Sfarim yet? 1 second. We're not at the Sfarim. I'm going to get to you in a second. So how do you paskin? 1 second. So the Mishnah Berurah already over here quotes the Maharshal. He cites this, says that this is not what we do. We put it on sitting down. We put it on standing up. And he says the Vilna Gaon says even the Zohar, whatever. What was this up with this idea of the Zohar? We don't even know what the Zohar meant. I saw some poskim the Aruch HaShulchan. They try to explain the Zohar meant that there's two types of tefillos. There's sitting down types of tefillos and there's standing up types of tefillos. If you understand that, great. I don't. But therefore, the tefillin are supposed to represent the sitting down tefillos and the standing up tefillos, different types of ways to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to Kabbalistic ideas. Says the Vilna Gaon, though even the Zohar would be okay if you did the sitting ones standing up. And therefore, says the Vilna Gaon, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's quite clear that you should put a Mishal Yad standing up. Says the Mishnah Berurah, though, then he does a little bit of backtracking. He says, let me give you a yesod. You want a rule and a general klal for life? If the Zohar goes against the Gemara and the Poskim, you throw out the Zohar. However, if the Zohar tells you to do something which is not mentioned in the Torah, not mentioned in Kabbalah, not mentioned in Halacha, or Sifrei Shasu Poskim, he says, Yeshwei v'chach v'divrei Kabbalah. What's so bad if you follow Kabbalah? So I don't know, is the Mishnah Berurah backtracking? He's following the Knesset Gedolah. I don't know if he's backtracking on his rule that, like, okay, what do you lose if you put it on sitting down? Unclear. Practically speaking, how do you follow? So, Sfaradim, as if you've all screamed at me now, a couple of people have screamed at me, not only you, everyone still has Sfaradim. So, if a Sfaradim follow the minhag of Kabbalah, and I think not only do they put on Mishal Yad sitting down, they make a bracha on Mishal Yad sitting down. Do they put a Shal Rosh? Did Rosh
they
stand up?
The Shal Yad bracha, they only say
Shal Rosh. Oh, right, that's a good point. Right, so they only make the one bracha. Right, but they make that one bracha on what? Mishal Rosh. Mishal,
yeah.
No, yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think we said, no, I thought they do Mishal Yad, no?
Right,
they make it on Mishal Yad. They make the Rosh bracha, but it's on Mishal Yad. So I guess what they do, I'm assuming what Sfaradim do, is they put it on sitting down, they make the bracha sitting down, but I don't know what they do for the Shal Rosh. If they stand back up, you have to look around. I don't know. We have to look around the room next tomorrow and see if anyone with the Sfaradim, if they put them, I think that they stand up. No? I think they stand up for the Shal Rosh. But that would make sense. I'll be Kabbalah. So what about Ashkenazim? Ashkenazim, as good Ashkenazim are, there are five opinions what Ashkenazim should do according to the Piskei Tshuvas. Ready? Fast 2 minutes over here. Opinion number one says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which is we follow the Magen Avraham straight up. You would sit down when you put on Mishal Yad, but when you make the bracha on the Mishal Yad, you stand up. And of course, when you put on Mishal Rosh, you stand up. That's opinion number one. Opinion number two is the Munkach Rebbe. He says, no, you put it on Mishal Yad and you make the bracha on Mishal Yad standing up. That's the simple thing. So what are you doing sitting up to take care of the Zohar? You tie the straps of the Shal Yad sitting down. So I don't know how you do that. I guess you stand up, then you sit down, then you sit up. It's a lot of moving according to the Munkach based on that. Opinion number three is the Eshu Avram. He says you put it on while you're leaning. If you lean, you get half of both worlds. I don't really understand that so much because leaning, according to many, is like sitting down. So I'm not sure what he's based upon, but he said I would be somech on something when I do it. So I guess somech, you get half leaning, half standing. I'm not sure. The Aruch HaShulchan, after going through Besugya pretty well, a whole piece or two of his, a whole paragraph, Oser of his, he says, look, you want to know the right thing to do? Probably the right thing is to sit down when you put it on and you make stand up when you make the bracha or whatever it is. The Zohar says to do it. There's no problem with doing that. But he says, all Gedolei Yisrael that I've seen, all stand up. He says, Aruch HaShulchan, he's not changing any minug like that, which would mean that he would seem to say that you should stand up as well. Finally, opinion number five is the Chaz Nish and the Stipler. They say when you're private, and no one's going to start wondering what's this weirdo doing, Then you should sit down when you can sit down when you do it, and that would be probably preferable according to the Zohar. But when you're in a regular shul and everyone's putting it up, standing up, and you know there's no spider around for sure, it's an Ashkenazi minion, and everyone else is standing up, for you to go put it sitting down, he says that's weird. Although they say that if everyone knows that there's different minhagim, especially in a neighborhood like this, half the minion anyway is spider. So if that's the case, so if half spider, half Ashkenazi, you could do whatever you want, which is. Gives a whole license to do a lot of different things by davening. That's why they say Revech Vatzala. That's why, you know, if you're Ashkenaz, you don't have to necessarily do the Tachlon the way this Nusach Sparta is doing, because everyone's doing a million things here anyway. There's no different Minhagim, there's no set Minhagim. That's Shita number five. Rav Shlomo Zalman just points out that if you take off your tefillin in the middle of davening, and you want to put it back on, you're not going to even make a new bracha. He says, Yishlos, if you're of the opinion that say you should do it standing up, which is what normative Ashkenaz Pesach is, even when you put on the tefillin again the second time without a bracha, you should still put it on standing up. Because in other words, if you're standing up, that's what you hold as the right thing, that's what you should do. The upshot is, follow what your tata did and the zayda did, and then that's the best thing. But if you're really starting over again, there's definitely room to do it sitting down.
What does the Mechaber say?
Mechaber doesn't say anything, nothing. I think what comes out is chabura good, you know what it feels?
Right?
But it doesn't say, it doesn't say. I think what this chabura helps you for, if you're really weak, you know, one of those days you're tired, you get the flu, you can't even get up, you know, you feel like a rusher, you have to sit down to put on your tefillin, you know, here, you should have this chabur, you don't feel like a rusher. If anything, you're following the Zohar, and it's okay to do it if you're weak, you can't get up, for sure, but shal yad, you can put it on sitting down.